Well, he normally joins us in the studio, but he's on the road today. It is John O'Connor from the University of Newcastle's School of Maths and Physical Sciences. Good morning, John. We've got a new way of detecting diseases, and it's only going to cost around $10, I believe. What's this about? My lunch doesn't even cost only $10.
Morning, Mark. This is a wonderful development, which is stretches back to the miniaturisation of integrated circuits, and they went from that to looking at ways they could create what's called a lab on a chip, and they use the same etching technology to produce very fine channels on chips, and instead of putting a blood sample through a large complicated instrument which requires highly technical people, which is a real problem in third world countries, and it's also very expensive, they've developed these labs on a chip where you take a very small amount of, say, blood or whatever, and run it through very fine channels, and it divides the material up, and then it runs into areas where it picks up different biomarkers, and these biomarkers can identify particular diseases or indicators of ill health. Now, the two that they're really very excited about at present are picking up HIV and golden staph. And with these small lab-on-a-chips or small diagnostic devices, they can do that in a matter of up to 30 minutes. And it's these things, because these things are being custom-made in great quantities with integrated circuits for chips, they can now do these things, the same thing, huge batches of these. It makes these chips really inexpensive, of the order of only about $10 for the chip.
John, I like the idea of you'll be getting your blood test back in around 30 minutes. It makes a change from having to send away and wait for it, although sometimes 30 minutes can seem like 4 or 5 days if you're waiting anxiously anyway.
Well, the thing is that these things are so fine that they don't have to just stick with one or two diseases or one or two markers. They can actually set these things up, and they're working on setting them up, so they can actually look at anything up to 200 different indicators. And the other really clever thing about this is, in many of these indicators, when it gets to the biomarker, it becomes fluorescent. So it'll actually, you shine a light on it and it'll glow. So you can, just by shining a light on these things, you can see which of these markers glow and therefore which have an indicator that you need to know about.
In a way, it's almost like a more sophisticated pregnancy test, isn't it? If it goes this colour, you've got something. If you've got that colour, it goes, you're okay.
Exactly. And the thing is, provided you can keep these things at a reasonable, at the right temperature, they could be a real boon in third world countries where they can't have sophisticated equipment and highly trained people. They could use these in countries where, there's some countries where a large percentage of the population have never been tested for HIV, and so it would be a way of improving that process and giving better health outcomes to third world countries.
In a way, it's really just kind of like you're putting the blood on a computer in a way, and it'll just do it all for us. It's magic. As long as the NBN's working in that area, we'll be okay, John.
Well, the beauty of this is you don't need the NBN, which would be a problem even in parts of Australia at present.
What, like Newcastle, Maitland,
yes,
Cessnock,
yes,
the Bay?
Exactly. Where I live, yes.
John, I've just figured it out for next week. If you can work out a way that we can have our fast internet and bypass the NBN, I think that's our topic for next week, okay?
We'll do it in video then. Not that that's very good for radio.
No, we can't. All right, John, thanks for that.
Thanks, Mark.
John O'Connor joining us from the School of Maths and Physical Sciences at 2NURFM. $10. Blood test. I like the idea of it. In 30 minutes, you'll get it back. It is 17 to midday.